brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us, my friends. It is Wednesday, the 18th day of May 2011. We're going to be live here for at least the next 3 hours today. Dr. Chris Busby is going to be joining us in the last 30 minutes of the third hour. He, of course, months ago here, just a few weeks into the disaster, said this is already bigger than Chernobyl, and they've had at least partial meltdowns. That's all since been confirmed. And now this disaster is admittedly much worse than what happened in the mid-1980s, 1986 at Chernobyl. And it's not even really in the newspapers anymore, and there's no discussion about Japanese children not drinking milk from Japan or not catching fish from the sea. There's our government isn't testing any of the food coming from Japan. They're not testing air travelers that are coming over here after they first tested them just a week into it and found they were coming in with radiation all over them. It's just incredible. It's this new globalist policy of, well, it's like 20 years ago they started having the troops use depleted uranium. Before that, they wouldn't let troops use it because whether it's a 308 round or a round fired from an Abrams tank cannon, it ignites in the barrel, and when you open the breech, some of it comes out on you, and it also fires out the front of the vehicle and then basically puts a patina of dust on the Bradley fighting vehicle, the Warrior fighting vehicle, the Abrams M1A, the 50 cal on top of a Humvee. They're using them at proving grounds at every major military base now. There's just zero controls. Before, it was locked up in case of just absolute nuclear war with the Russians, 10-to-1 superiority, heavy armor rolling across into Germany, out of Eastern Europe. It was for ground troops once you're already completely radiated, just as a backup weapon. The Russians wouldn't even use it. They thought it was so evil. Now it's just use it everywhere. I might as well bathe in it. I mean, it's the same thing now with the radiation. What was it, a month ago, the EPA just waved a magic wand and put the public comment period up as if they care what we say, that they were going to raise what they say is the safe levels. And I really haven't covered Fukushima enough. It is such a big deal, and it goes to the underlying issue of the philosophy of the culture we're living in. There's a full breakneck move to build more reactors in the U.S., there's a full breakneck move to let Tokyo Electric build reactors in Texas. First, they were saying it was going to be canceled. Now it's not. There's 36 level 4 bioweapons labs under BioShield, under Bush, and now Obama's continuing it. And they go to existing facilities like the University of Texas at Galveston in a hurricane-ravaged area. I mean, Galveston routinely, it's in the last 100 years, but twice has been completely wiped off the map. And just a few years ago, much of it got destroyed and devastated. There was 10 feet of water over many areas of the city. They have a level 4 bioweapons development lab under the name of BioResearch in a level 2 containment facility just down there. And Galveston's right down the road from Houston. 6+ million people, metro, and they're building them everywhere. They're going to build another one in San Antonio. Obviously, I'm focusing on areas around me, but there are 36 of them, and it goes to the mindset of these people. And meanwhile, they're saying we got to stick our hands down your pants because terrorists might get you. We got to pull baby diapers off, and then meanwhile, every terrorist that we've had us attack us since 9/11 has been funded and run by our own intelligence networks. I mean, it's insane. It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In response to the intensifying attacks by MSNBC, CBS 60 Minutes, countless other newspaper articles, just an all-out assault against a wide spectrum, a diverse spectrum of people that know that the federal government's out of control, that state governments are out of control, that they're breaking our Constitution and Bill of Rights every day, that the system is religiously prosecuting a full-out war against every basic liberty and freedom, and praising torture and secret arrest. If you criticize any of that, you're demonized. And we have the internal video training. We have many internal videos. We've put clips of it on the web of them training police at anybody taking photos anywhere, even the Statue of Liberty. It's a terrorist. Get their name. Put them in a terror database. Head federal marshal in Denver a few years ago went public and said, we're ordered every day to put innocent people on databases. Little kid takes a photo with a camera at the airport. Boom, they're in it. You order a special meal on the airplane. You know, ask for vegetarian, it happens. It's all about creating a system where we are seen as terrorists. And it's all illegitimate. And there is a wide spectrum, a continuum of people awakening to what's happening, and they're being demonized. So we have one of the founders or great-granddaddies of the sovereign citizen movement, Red Beckman, joining us today. We had Alfred Dask on yesterday. Definitely going to have him back. Very impressive information. I've read his work for years. Don't know why I've never had him on the show. I believe he's called in a few times, though, but had Alfred Dask on yesterday. Red Beckman is going to be joining us coming up in the next hour, and then we'll, in the last 30 minutes of the third hour, have Dr. Christopher Busby on. TEPCO says nuclear meltdown occurred 16 hours after earthquake. More on the way. Yeah, they got hit on that Friday, and then the radiation level went way up, and there was a meltdown, a partial meltdown, and then that reactor blew up Saturday morning, reactor one, and then on the Monday, a day and a half later, reactor three, that's a plutonium reactor, Box, Mark I General Electric, 40-year-old design, it blew up sky high. And they're now confirming that there are meltdowns at 5, probably complete meltdowns at 2 to 3. Fuel rods ejected, hundreds of thousands of them, upwards of a mile and a half away. The Japanese just buried them on site, going right into the water. Levels of radiation thousands and thousands of times. Safe level picked up within 2 weeks in the water. Radiation level so high that ion beams are visible at night and devices are picking them up many miles away. I mean that's radiation so deadly. There are reported people dying, but with the background of 40-plus thousand dead from the tsunami, it's basically just in local Japanese newspapers. And we've had the head engineer at the plant quit and go public. We've had the chief advisor to the prime minister and president go public and say that the deaths are being covered up and the radiation levels are being covered up and that the government shouldn't tell schools just 12 kilometers away to continue operating and have children playing outside. There is no checking of milk, fish, or anything in the U.S. by the feds. There is no attempt to even look at it. Many state governments, 20-plus last time I checked, in fact, I've got to continue just to research it because there's almost no news on it now. States came out less than a month into this, now weeks ago, and reported high levels in milk, produce, because the radiation continues to drift over and build up. We're now several months into this. In fact, well, why don't you guys look it up for me, the date, and just give me a date count. Well, I guess it happened on March 11th, March, April, May. So, yeah, we're talking two months into it. I remember. March 11th, so it's now May 18th. That's over 2 months, so my dead reckoning's correct. Two-plus months into this, and the fires are intensifying. The smoke is intensifying. Their answer, they announced last week, is to, because that's who builds the biggest tents in the world, are circus tent companies. They're going to erect circus tents over it, and they say that's to keep the radiation from dispersing. And it will keep some of the particulate from rising in the atmosphere. But it's still going to basically leak out. They did studies back in the 50s with plutonium and uranium with the mousetrap and the room full of mousetraps and a ping pong ball. And they throw it in with the tiny amount of uranium or plutonium. And then they do a test afterwards. And the entire room and the hundreds of mousetraps all are radioactive. So, see, one little particle gets out and it bumps into some seaweed that floats over, and a fish eats it, and another fish eats that fish, and then you eat it later, or a little bit of it gets on a cobweb that gets picked up by the atmosphere, and you know cobwebs circle the earth. Universities go up and do studies with a big scoop on a plane, and there's bug parts, spider webs. A lot of spiders deliver themselves when they hatch out of eggs with a spinneret, like a parachute on their tail. They kind of hang glide. And they pick up all, mainly spiders are in the atmosphere, and hair and cotton particles and potash. The point is that stuff's just circling the globe. Just from Chernobyl in 86, the northern hemisphere of the planet has double the radiation level it had previously. Double from just Chernobyl. And we get those numbers, and they tracked it. And in Europe, in northern Europe, southern Europe, western Europe, eastern Europe, for at least 6 months they tested the food. And they brought the milk in powdered from the United States and the other nations that weren't in that area. The school children for at least 6 months ate frozen food, and they just had to basically kill the livestock. and let the crops lay fallow, that there's not even a discussion about this. Chernobyl was the equivalent, according to the International Atomic Energy Agency, of 400 Hiroshimas. 400. Because a reactor meltdown is so dirty. And now we learn of five of the six have had partial or complete meltdowns. The Japanese are being very secretive, but they now admit this reactor 70%, this one 50. Then we hear total meltdown later. And it was over a month ago that one of the reactors, what, three, melted completely out of the containment and boiled out and burned through the concrete floor and is just smoking. 644,000 spent fuel rods stored at Fukushima, and it is just mind-boggling that this is not in our news anymore. It is last Monday, there's a webcam for Japanese TV there, and it showed smoke and what looked like explosions going off at night, and it turned out that was true. 3 or 4 days later, it was just a minor footnote. Oh, some more fires and explosions. We're going to build a tent around it, ostensibly to stop the radioactive particles or to reduce it. But guaranteed, that's just so people don't look at it blowing up and smoking. And again, they said it might be 9 months, a year, 2 years, 5 years. It might just be this belching thing on the northeastern coast of Japan with the trade winds blowing right into us for the foreseeable future. And that's why the Environmental Protection Agency is come out, and I saw some rulings by the FDA, Food Drug Administration as well, saying, yes, we're going to follow the new guidelines. This isotope can be 1,000 times more, and this one can be 100,000 more. And what? Because they say. So, out of sight, out of mind, and this isn't the end of it. Okay, let me just read. We're going to see if I can do this. Never can, but let's just see if I can just read you the headlines before I come back and go into them. I think out of everything I've got here, this really mates up with all the police state news I covered yesterday and Supreme Court ruling, federally, Indiana Supreme Court ruling, in the state of Indiana, that there is no Fourth Amendment for any reason, including no reason at all. We're coming in your house. Remember the Patriot Act? What is it? Section 213. This is out of KOAT Television, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Delayed notice search warrants increasing, and there's one little line here I'm going to get to later. While billed as an anti-terror tool, a sneak and peek warrant, has no requirements on it that it preclude it from being used in standard criminal investigations. And they go on to say that most of them are being used in non-terror related. And these are Soviet-style, where they, you know, the men in black come into your house, and just in this circuit court, it's over 200 of them. 200 of them just in this circuit court, and 2,000 of them in 2009. They don't even release how many until 2 years later. It's the last ones we have. 2,000 of them in – well, I'm going to read the whole article later. And they just – of course, it's about planting stuff on you. Torture isn't good to actually stop real terrorists. It's only good for fake admissions. It's only good to get people to, say, I'll do whatever you say to stop torturing me. It's only good for fake confessions. And these sneaking pigs are all about planting stuff. And with the FBI's history and their admissions of massive frame-ups at the FBI crime lab, I've interviewed the former head of the FBI crime lab, Dr. Frederick Weiders, many times. You can't believe anything. The whole justice system is discredited, is a fraud. And I read the articles yesterday where Tennessee, other parts of the country, cops are now pulling you over and just taking whatever money you got in your wallet. You got proof that cash is yours? Well, no. I mean, it's my cash. Well, I'm going to take it. And if you argue, I'm taking you to jail. It's just highway robbery. Oh, I'm sorry. I said I'd get to all the other news. That's just one article. More raids on people selling legal fresh milk. It's not illegal, but see, if they have SWAT teams hit you, then they go to the juries and show a SWAT team raid, and the jury thinks, well, SWAT teams are raiding somebody, they must be guilty, and the jury sends them to jail. Just like you can go to jail for $2 bills that are legal, you can go to jail for silver dollars. Because, I mean, they've got a horde of fluoride heads out there who just want to watch television and suck their thumbs, a bunch of lackadaisical entertainment heads begging to get gang raped by the New World Order.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program, 800-477-9256, or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans of the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Took it all away.
That things have completely changed. The general public is disconnected from reality. Up at the Drudge Report, they've got a link to a Daily Mail article that's got late 30s, early 40s depression color photos, and you look at how grounded and focused these people are, because as Victor Hugo says, adversity makes men, prosperity makes monsters. And you look into the eyes of this little black kid, these families, living outdoors, getting some food, little kids fishing for their dinner in Shriver, Louisiana. It looks like something out of the 1800s. Just amazing color photos of these really hardworking people and what they were going through. And then after the war, we had this huge industrial base. People got wealth that they'd never imagined. And they said, man, this government's great. We can trust whatever they say. And so America went completely to sleep and forgot how this country was founded, how this country was built up. And this country was extremely wealthy and had a 10% on average growth rate economically from its founding right through to 1913. And then the private Federal Reserve immediately set up a banking panic and put out a lot of hot money into the public and then restricted that money and imploded the economy and had one of the greatest wealth transfers in history. And then they came back after World War II and basically reactivated the economy that had been built up during World War II, and people basically gave up the basic bedrock code that is liberty, that is freedom, that made the United States the apple of the world's eye, the country where you had real property rights, the country where you could be armed to protect yourself from thugs and government, a country where you had true free speech, and a policeman wouldn't dare think to come to you on a soapbox on a street corner and tell you had to have a permit. A country where the police wouldn't dare break in your house and plant things on you. A country where the police wouldn't dare come in your house without a warrant. A country where the police wouldn't dare ask for an ID, much less stick their hands down your pants. All right, we're going to go to break in the next long segment, get into all this news, but here's the headlines. Warrants let agents enter homes without owner knowing. Delayed notice search warrants increasing. No kidding. Ron Paul, the milk police, breaks it down. Here's another report by Paul Joseph Watson. Is criminal behavior a prerequisite to get a job with the TSA? Just more robberies, more sexual molestation by these people. Who do you think wants that type of job? An excellent article at lewrockwell.com by Jack D. Douglas, How Totalitarian Police States Are Built, that I want to try to go over some of. So that's just some of the news we're going to cover on that front. With the TEPCO situation, I've already talked about that quite a bit. The TEPCO nuclear meltdown occurred 16 hours after earthquake, more on the way. And they knew the whole time, and were lying, because they knew it had a lot of attention on it then. If they just lied about it at the time, then it could come out later because people would be moving on to the next big issue. Here's another one. Fukushima reactors, a raging nuclear inferno. Kurt Nemo. And he's got links to all the Japanese press releases. All right, continuing. Here's the big news. Pakistan-China premiers meet amid tension with the U.S. Of course, General Hamid Ghul told you that was coming up yesterday. They are openly running to China and Russia. Pakistan has not been friends with China and Russia. They do not like communist folks. And traditionally been our ally. And, of course, the U.S. has got drones bombing everywhere. They've asked the U.S. to stop it. Our government won't. That is the bankers that run the U.S., I should be clear. They've had multiple helicopter incursions where they just attack emplacements, military emplacements in the Pakistani military. And they're saying, please help us. And Pakistan's saying, if you fly aircraft in here, we're going to open fire on them. And the U.S., people running our country, say they're going to continue it. So they're trying to start World War III because these people have nukes. We've got that report. A bunch of political news, the Newt Gingrich controversy. Not a controversy. Newt Gingrich is as conservative as, I don't know, think of the most Al Gore. I mean, he basically is Al Gore. He actually supports almost every policy Al Gore does. Willie Nelson endorses Johnson. We'll be right back. I got a lot of other news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., we are here live. We're going to be getting Dr. Steve Pachinik back on in the next few days. He called me a few days ago, left a message talking about a Wall Street Journal article where they admit that the Al-Qaeda operatives are being basically put into place in Libya and are being protected and taken off the terrorist list. So that's some of the issues he wants to talk about. When we get him on, we'll also put to him some of the questions that Joel Skousen brought up. I also want to get Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on a little bit later in the week because he's got articles up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The Strauss-Kahn frame-up and the American police state strides forward. And he makes some interesting points about the fact that normally globalists, Bill Clinton and others, are allowed to get away with whatever they want. Al Gore, why is this happening now? Is this an orchestrated event, kind of like what we saw with WikiLeaks, Again, I'm no fan of Dominique Strauss-Kahn, but 60% of the French in a national poll think it's a setup. And people that know him say that he'll hit on women, prominent members of the government and private circles say that Kahn will hit on women, but that he doesn't try to rape them. And it's very interesting that he was about 10 points ahead of Nicolas Sarkozy, who's not even French, by the way. Sarkozy's not even born in France. You got to love it. I mean, what is it with foreigners ruling on people's countries? I don't go to France and try to run things. Why do I have Schwarzenegger over here running around as the governor formerly and now wanting to be president? I mean, look, I'm sorry. I'm now digressing, but we're going to work on that. And we do have Red Beckman coming up here in about 26 minutes from now and Dr. Christopher Busby in the last 30 minutes of the third hour to go over the incredible information coming out at Fukushima. This thing is now, no doubt, many times worse than Chernobyl. And there's no mitigation even being tried to keep people away from fish, milk, and things like spinach and lettuce that really build up these radioactive isotopes. There's not even testing being done at the federal level, and that's their job. Well, it's the job they've usurped. It really is the state's jobs, and they are trying to do their jobs, but the feds control the purse strings and have been out there trying to suppress universities and others from releasing the data. This is a huge cover-up that's going on and very, very upsetting. And it's the same with genetic engineering. It's the same with frequency pollution. The conscious decision has been made to basically trash the planet by the very people who are always telling us give up our rights and liberties and our private property and our labor, and that every facet of industry, light bulbs, toilets, homes, cars, has to be regulated by them, and only their buddies can get the contracts. That's what it's about. It's about a planned economy where the insiders are the only ones that are allowed to operate. And then they just try to make us feel guilty and beat us into submission with the common sense overall veneer that our environment's got some problems and we need to take care of it. But then you've got all these top liberal environmentalists, they're not even liberal, call themselves liberal, like Mombiot, the big one world government promoter over in England, the big rock star guy of the so-called left, saying he now firmly believes in nuclear power and that Fukushima's great. And as Dr. Busby said, has pointed out here on this show, and he's in those top circles in Europe, and knows Mombiot, bottom line, it's more and more Busby has to say, as he said here months ago, this is about population reduction. Nothing fries fertility like radiation. Fluoride's a close second. And you notice they'll spend millions of dollars in lobbying to even get a small town to put it in. And then they write all these books about how they're doing it to us with the fluoride. I mean, that's what's frustrating is we're not theorizing about most of these issues. Looking at what they're doing and then trying to understand why they're doing it. We're looking at what they're doing, and they tell us in white papers what they're doing. And it's just out in the open. I mean, when I read the Patriot Act and wrote the analysis that won the Project Censored Award in 2003, and they flew me out to California, and I was at their big awards dinner. It was on free speech television. That was a big deal for us at the time because we probably only reached 500,000 people a day. They had a group of lawyers and others go over my analysis of it, and they said, we can't believe you've written an analysis this good. And then that became the template of a lot of constitutional law scholars and others to just look at the Patriot Act. And all I did was look at where they would point out that, well, to find out what this means, you've got to go to the U.S. Code. We're changing this word and adding that word. And it said in plain English, for any misdemeanor, you can be locked up and the key thrown away and no lawyer, and we can break in your house and we can do whatever we want. And it was all there in the act. And the point is, all these law scholars and people didn't go read the bill. It was only 200 and something pages. I did. I went and read the bill. I spent 3 days writing the analysis of the Patriot Act. The point is, I can't do all of this. And then newspapers wrote articles saying Alex Jones, conspiracy theorist, claims that the Patriot Act is for the American people and not terrorist. And here it is today out of KOAT Television, News 7 in Albuquerque. Delayed notice search warrants increasing. Warrants let agents enter homes without owner knowing. A special type of government search warrant that allows authorities, not servants, authorities, see how they, to search homes without informing the owner for months. Well, yeah, and then there's another section saying you then can't tell anyone they broke in your home. Kind of like when they went to Borders Books and wanted all their list of what folks were reading. And then they told Borders Books, you will not tell anyone or we'll charge you with terrorism. That's a subsection. You can go read it in Alex Jones' analysis of Patriot Act 1. There's my analysis of Patriot Act 2. But continuing here, I imagine someone walking through your neighborhood, coming into your home and rifling through your intimate belongings. They search through your home, your dresser drawers, your computer files, Peter Simpson or Simonson with the ACLU New Mexico said. These search warrants don't involve knocking on doors or any type of warning at all. Delayed notice search warrants or sneak and peek warrants allow federal agents to enter your home without telling you they've been there until months later. And this article doesn't add then that they tell you under federal law you can't tell folks they were there. The warrants have always been around, but their use has spiked since the revamped Patriot Act in 2005. That's not even right. They've not always been around. They're around since the October passage of the Patriot Act in 2001. And yes, they had Patriot Act 2 expanded it. I mean, these people can't even get this stuff right. The number of delayed notice search warrants spiked nationally from around 700 in fiscal year 2007 to close to 2000 in 2009. Upwards of 200 approved during the same three-year stretch came out of the Tenth Circuit Court, which covers a handful of states, including New Mexico. The majority of those delayed search warrants weren't even for terrorism-related cases. They got that right. According to U.S. Department of Justice figures, the majority of warrants are for drug cases. But see, now, through policy, they're listing family violence, marijuana as terror. So even a lot of the things they list as terror aren't terror. Continues, the warrants are so secret the New Mexico U.S. Attorney General's office wouldn't go on record with Target 7 about them. The ACLU said it expects delayed notice warrants numbers to keep growing each year as long as certain parts of the Patriot Act remain on the books. Yeah, yeah, and this itself is a whitewash, but I'm glad it's in the news. If you simply type in state uses Patriot Act in non-terror related cases and then put the name of your state in, because it's usually the same boilerplate article. You'll see, you know, we used it 10,000 times in Alabama, you know, whatever thousand times in Tennessee, how many times in New York, marijuana, or type in Patriot Act used in marijuana growing case. And you'll see this where they just don't even follow the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And the first Patriot Act totally gutted six of the first 10 amendments. And I go from memory from my second analysis. It's been seconded by a lot of other major constitutional law scholars. All 10 of them just completely gone. You could say that the 10th is inapplicable because it deals with states, but what do you think the threat fusion centers are and the quiet federalization of police? See, everything is about labeling and scripting. And I'm not going to read part of this article just because it deals with the milk. We've already covered that. I want to read part of this because it deals with how the feds operate, the more I study them. And then once you realize this, you're like, wow, that was always pretty obvious. Well, most great truths are as plain as the nose on your face or my face. But when we come face to face, pun intended, with this naked of corruption, this nakedness of abuse, this conscious, systematic, endemic, system-wide prerequisite of corruption. Corruption isn't something they tolerate and it's growing. It is the standard of the system. It is the overdriving goal. It's to institutionalize torture and secret arrest and hands down pants and trampling. But in the case of the Amish and food co-ops and little farmers markets selling food grown locally, why do they come in with guns drawn and slam people on the ground for no reason? You've seen the surveillance tapes on the news. Why do they have a year-long, half-million-dollar investigation of an Amish guy publicly selling legal milk? Why do they do all this? They do it as part of theater. That's how they fool these juries. Well, the federal juries are kept criminals on average, who just stay on the jury and would do whatever they're told. That's why they have 98% conviction rates. I mean, again, 98% of folks aren't guilty, ladies and gentlemen. And the old saying, better that 10 guilty men go free than one innocent man, you know, go to prison. And now DNA is showing what around a third of people on death rows turns out are completely innocent. And witnesses later come out or they catch somebody with the body buried in their basement a decade later and it's 100%. And still the states will fight to keep them in jail. I've seen that in Texas. Yeah, you're 100% innocent. We're going to try to keep you on death row. I mean, these are because they can't ever let you get an inch on them. They've got to keep pushing and bending and twisting everything. And normalizing it. But imagine all the crime going on. 11 years, full dossiers from inside Madoff's organization, people that had worked with him, of how the fraud was working, 100 plus billion in fraud, and the SEC would do nothing. In fact, there's evidence that they were warning people on the inside, and then folks that were blowing the whistle were getting persecuted. It was multiple high-powered folks that blew the whistle. 11 years, of course. The system is there to guard the high-level criminals. But look at this article on Ron Paul that Ron Paul wrote. It's up on Infowars.com. Ron Paul, the milk police, and I won't read the whole thing, but on April 20th, after a year-long undercover sting operation, again, he publicly was selling it for years, publicly selling it to private customers, totally legal. People go driving for miles around to get it, and they had a sting. And they do the sting so they can go to the jury and talk about a sting and a SWAT team raid and phrase it so the dumb domesticated jury, but this is a federal jury so they won't need that, will think it's illegal. And then they'll narrowly interpret some interstate commerce clause to fool the jury. Just like they used counterfeiting clause to convict von Nuthouse, Nuthouse. They just went in and said, you know, issuing a script that is in the likeness and meant to deceive, and clearly that's not what it was. But see, they don't care. On April 20th, after a year-long undercover sting operation, armed federal agents acting on behalf of the Food and Drug Administration raid the business of Pennsylvania Amish farmer David, or Dan. See, I try to hurry and then I start babbling. I need to take my time. On April 20th, after a year-long undercover sting operation, armed federal agents acting on behalf of the Food and Drug Administration raided the business of Pennsylvania Amish farmer Dan Alger to prevent him from selling his unpasteurized milk to willing, fully informed customers in Maryland. Federal agents wasted a whole year and who knows how many of our tax dollars posing as customers in order to catch the Amish farmer committing the, quote, crime, that's in quotes, of selling his milk. He was not tricking people into buying it. He was not forcing people to purchase it. And there had been no complaints about his product. See, no problems. No victim. These were completely voluntary transactions, but one that our nanny state federal government did not approve of, and so they shut down his business. The arrogance of the FDA and so many other federal agencies is simply appalling. These types of police state raids on peaceful businessmen, so reminiscent of our tyrannical federal drug war, have no place in free society. And he goes on. But see, Ron Paul's going from the position that this was wasteful and stupid. It's not stupid at all. This makes complete sense. If you go back into the 50s, big AGRA went in on record, and I've had historical guests on who've written books on the subject, and I've talked to old dairy farmers who witnessed it. Big agribusiness wanted to be able to sell tainted milk. Because before, if you gave a cow too much growth hormone or worked on it too much or gave it other drugs, its udders would swell up. It would produce twice as much milk, but it would have blood in it, pus in it. The cows kick a lot of manure into it. And in a real dairy farm, if that happened, you just had to dump out the entire milk and start over. Well, big agribusiness didn't want to do that. And they also wanted to be able to bring in new regulations that would shut down the smaller dairies. And, of course, the old milk wasn't pasteurized and was delivered fresh to your door. And the big grocery stores and others, they didn't want that. They wanted to industrialize it so they could feed you crud. It's the same thing with irradiating the meat now and the spraying the viruses on it to kill the bacteria so they can feed you rotten meat and get away with it. I want to finish up with this when we get back because it shows the industrialization of food production, but also how they put on these events to act like you're doing something criminal when you're not.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda and the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Myself. There's a lot of things going on here, and you know, Ron Paul goes with the angle that it's wasteful, it's stupid to spend a year, do all this undercover stuff for an Amish guy's dairy you, people pulled right up to and privately bought milk from him. Here in Austin, there are a whole bunch of little private dairies where you pull right up and buy it privately. It's a private sale. And to not have the regulators harass them, there's no law, but to not have the regulators harass them, you sign up to be part of the private club. Just like you can in towns that are dry. I remember growing up in Rockwall, Texas, when it was still dry. We go to the Mexican food restaurant El Chico on Sundays, sometimes after church. And rarely did my dad want a beer. Not a big drinker, but sometimes he would want a beer, and they would say, "May we see your card?" And he'd pull out his little club card to be able to get a beer. And so that's an example of the club card. You have a club card, to be engaged in private commerce with someone. That way you're not a commercial outfit. And what they did in the 50s and then in the 60s is they got regulations in place that for general distribution and sale and transport across state lines, you've got to have the milk homogenized. And they take it and they boil it and they heat it up, and it kills all of the live vaccines, the colostrum that's in it. And it totally changes. I mean, that was the old thing when a kid was sick. 100 years ago, they said, give them fresh milk, fresh milk that comes out of the cow, still warm. Give it to your baby. You know, when they're sick, give it to your child, because it's full of antibodies and everything else. Well, they just boil it and cook it. But that's not why big agribusiness did it, you know, so you wouldn't get those healthy things. That's the byproduct on the surface. It's that they big agribusiness wanted to be able to ship milk 1,000 miles. They wanted the stuff to last for 2 weeks on the shelf. Before, people knew dairies that had the freshest milk. It was extremely rare. I've seen the statistics for any type of problems for milk. If it did have a problem, it wouldn't smell right or taste right. It was delivered fresh from the dairy in a matter of hours. That's why you had milkmen at first with horses and carriages and then with little trucks, because it was fresh milk. And Big Agra said, well, we're being killed by all the local dairies. They've got dairies in every town. It's a big business. How do we come in and knock out all these local dairies? Well, we get laws passed where they can't have fresh milk. It's got to be boiled, heated up, that way we can knock them out. And it's the same thing now. 6 years ago, they passed a federal regulation allowing them to spray. You can just type in the search engine, bacteria-eating viruses sprayed on meat. And when it's covered in feces and blood and rotten, horrible conditions, most of the meat you eat, they just spray it with viruses that are a live vaccine, stewed up in big tanks to kill it, to eat the bacteria. But you still have the toxins from the bacteria, so it causes brain damage and a lot of other things. They then do other things, like, of course, radiating. And most of the lunch meats and things you get now, and they don't have to even tell you, are radiated. And it destroys most of the food value, but the main reason is it allows them to sell stuff that is rotten. It kills the bacteria. See, before they had to throw that stuff out or put it in dog food, and then, of course, that causes all the problems in pets. So it's a way for big agribusiness to get away with murder. It's a way for them to shut down their competition. And that's why they spent tens of millions of dollars in 1 week alone last year trying to lobby. Was it $17 million or $14 million, I forget now, to get the food safety bill passed. Big Agra has food safety disasters, and then they turn around and say, we'll pass the food safety bill, written by them, to shut down farms and ranches, small ones, that if you look at the numbers, have the safest and cleanest food. Meanwhile, the big industrial capacity outfits, they are exempt from the new Food Safety Act that they lobbied to get put in. Just like Obama's friends are exempt from having to get health care for their employees, but everybody else is. So that's what they're doing here.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.